And now, time for seafood news.
You are listening to the Seafood News Podcast. I'm Seafood News Senior Editor Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Erna Barry Senior Seafood Market Reporter Lauren Castiglione.
We've taken a break for the past few weeks, but we are back, baby. And I wish we could talk about what's going on with the snow crab fishery in Newfoundland and Labrador, because we record before the weekend and I have no idea what's going to happen between harvesters and processors. So as of now, ASP offered a price of $3. FFAW turned it down. There's talks of protests on Monday. So all I can tell you is, for all your Canadian snow crab news, be sure to visit seafoodnews.com because we are on top of it. Everything's up to date on there. But we do have other snow crab news today. On April 8th, Norwegian Barents Sea snow crab became MSC certified, finger snaps. Although the fishery will have to continue to undergo surveillance audits, the MSC certification is good for a period of 5 years.
MSC certification assessments look at stock health, environmental impacts, and effective management. Global Trust Certification, a third-party auditor, began reviewing the fishery for certification in 2023. Last month, Global Trust released documents stating that they believe the Norwegian snow crab fishery should be certified. And just a few weeks later, the public certification report was released.
So Norway's snow crab quota increased from 7,790 tons in 2023 to 10,300 tons in 2024. Norwegian snow crab has seen great growth in the U.S. in the past few years thanks to a number of factors, like the 2022 closure of Alaska's snow crab fishery due to the sudden decline of adult and juvenile crabs.
The MSC certification better allows Norwegian snow crab to compete with other snow crab, including from the biggest snow crab fishery out of Newfoundland and Labrador. The Newfoundland snow crab fishery is also MSC certified, gaining its certification status from Global Trust back in 2013. The certificate is set to expire later this month on April 22nd, 2024. However, Global Trust submitted a final draft report and determination last month stating that the fishery should be certified. An objection must be filed by April 19th, 2024. The total allowable catch for snow crab in Newfoundland this year is 57,586 tons.
In other news, the USDA's Food and Nutrition Service finalized updates to the foods prescribed to participants in the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, also known as WIC. So one of the updates includes the expansion of CEPIN and WIC, which is just huge.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yes. So the final changes add 6 ounces of canned fish to food packages for children who are ages 1 through 4 years old. In addition, the final changes also add 10 ounces of canned fish to food packages for pregnant and postpartum participants, as well as 15 ounces for partially breastfeeding participants. It adjusts amounts for fully breastfeeding participants from 30 to 20 ounces.
So the update was commended by the National Fisheries Institute, which has been working with the USDA and congressional offices on the expansion for the past 2 years. Jennifer McGuire, a registered dietitian for NFI, said that according to USDA, nearly 90% of Americans do not eat the recommended 2 to 3 weekly servings of seafood. But clearly, people want to eat more seafood. It has one of the highest redemption rates among all WIC-approved foods. Providing seafood to more WIC participants will help low-income families to eat more fish, an important source of nutrients such as protein and omega-3s, while adding variety and value to the food packages and responding to WIC participants' requests.
In other good news, Whole Foods Market has highlighted 2 seafood companies as all-star suppliers. For the past 12 years, the grocer has been honoring brands that have left an incredible mark on Whole Foods Market's aisles. Brands are handpicked by a team made up of Whole Foods Market leaders. This year, 16 brands were recognized for exemplifying excellence through quality, innovation, value, and sustainability. And of those 16 brands, 2 are in the seafood space. So more finger snaps for Atlantic Sea Farms and Pacific Seafood.
Atlantic Sea Farms, I mean, we love them. I'm so excited because they're just like on fire lately. I don't know.
They are.
Yeah. Do you see the story last? So they've also collaborated with Dogfish Head on a kelp infused vodka, which is so cool. And they also have like kelp infused beer. We love Dogfish too. So I love to see that collaboration, but very excited for them to win this from Whole Foods. So they are a woman-run, mission-driven seaweed company. The company not only engages in farming partnerships with fishermen and aquaculturists, but they've also developed a retail line of products. So their Atlantic Sea Farm Sea Veggie Burgers, which are available in basil pesto or ginger sesame. They feature kelp as the number one ingredient. Burgers are vegan and gluten-free. So they're providing another alternative for those looking to reduce their red meat intake and it falls into the seafood category, so it's a win for all of us. But in addition to the kelp burgers, Atlantic Sea Farms has also developed kelp condiments. They're also recently launched organic dried kelp products, from like a kelp powder to add to soups or breads, which sounds awesome. And then kelp flakes, which can be sprinkled, they say, on everything.
I love that. So, meanwhile, Pacific Seafood has a whole portfolio of brands, but its Starfish premium line of seafood is sold exclusively at Whole Foods. Products in the Starfish line include crispy battered halibut, gluten-free beer battered cod, gluten-free cornmeal crusted fish sticks, and more. So, congratulations again to Pacific Seafoods and Atlantic Sea Farms.
And finally, Lauren, can you give us a brief run-through of the 2024 scallop season expectations?
I sure can. So the 2024-2025 Atlantic sea scallop fishery began on April 1st. The fishery extends from the Mid-Atlantic region to the U.S.-Canadian border. The New England Fishery Management Council approved framework adjustment 38 in December, forecasting a catch of 27.4 million pounds of Atlantic sea scallops for the season. And on March 22nd, 2024, NOAA issued the final rule in the Federal Register, effective from the season's start. So per NOAA Fisheries, for the initial 60 days of the fishing year, vessels with limited access can utilize their remaining 2023 scallop allocations from the access area, and these fishing trips must start by May 30th, 2024. Anything after this date, those allocations will become void. So, harvest projections of those 27.4 million pounds marked a 2.4 million pound increase from the previous year.
Wow,
This is
big.
great. So, contributing to the management actions of the first quota increase since 2019, the increase is a result in part of findings reported by NEFMC, and that the scallop resource is not overfished and overfishing is not occurring, with most of the biomass currently concentrated on the Georges Bank. Despite the increase, however, New England Fishery Management Council also reported Mid-Atlantic has experienced some below average recruitment of incoming scallops since 2013. Scientists have also expressed concerns that warmer water temperatures and other environmental changes are contributing to scallop mortality, especially at the southern extent of the range near Virginia, North Carolina border.
So you can find Lauren's full analysis on the 2024 scallop season on Comtel, because that was a lot of numbers, a lot of dates.
And there's a lot more to it, too.
Exactly. So definitely, if you do not have Comtel subscription, reach out to one of us and we'll help you get set up, just so that way you don't miss all this important data.
Also want to plug that we just initiated surimi coverage on imported and Alaskan across flakes, shreds, and sticks. So you can find that on Comtel as well.
Oh my gosh, so many finger snaps for today.
I
That is
know. Check us
exciting news.
out.
We love surimi. So all right. Well, thanks for listening to us. That does it for this week. And can't make any guarantees we'll be back next week, but
Nope.
I mean
See you when we see you.
unfortunately, we're still trying to get Lauren to go to Barcelona, but I will be in
The
Barcelona for
countdown
Seafood
is
Expo
on.
Global. I know. And although it won't be the same without Lauren on the floor recording with me, I will have some interviews from the show floor. So definitely keep an eye out for that in the coming weeks. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.